This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping equip solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Of course he knows what he's saying. He does this all the time.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So he gets asked, what's the latest CD? Is there any urgency? He's like, no. And Jerry, well, I went to high school. I went to college. I don't know why I said it. And we're like, well, I mean, what do you mean by this?
Today's guests. Steelers Radio Network host, Jerry Dulac. Texas head coach, Steve Sarkisian. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, live on the Roku Sports Channel. That's how you can check us out every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time, right after Good Morning Football Overtime. That was a Dan Patrick way to say that. Overtime. Of course, you can always listen to us on Sirius XM, stream the Odyssey app, and check us out on Odyssey.com. Tune in and so much more. There's our YouTube channel. The latest episode of Overreaction Monday, which Chris Brockman and I did live for the very first time. We've never done that show live in front of a studio audience or a convention audience.
I bet we'll do it again live at some point.
That was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, we did this show live a few times at Super Bowls. That was fun.
Are we technically live right now?
No, in front of a live audience, I guess is what I should have said. I should have said that. But yes, we are technically live right now.
I'm your audience.
We're not technically live. We're literally live.
Literally,
I'm looking at you talking. I'm talking.
Literally,
you're talking.
In actual
fact. Not too far. I did miss you laughing because, you know, you find out my stuff. I got nothing but booed on Saturday.
No, I always laugh behind you guys.
Nobody blamed yourself for that.
I know it's kind of.
You show up in New York City wearing a Red Sox hat and a Celtic, Paul Pierce.
Again, can't do that. Champions.
Well, you were. Let's be honest here, though. Let's be honest. You didn't wear the Paul Pierce stuff to antagonize.
I wasn't.
You were hoping you'd run into him on the floor of the Fanatics Fest and say, "Would you please autograph it?"
Correct. I've never met Paul.
So sad.
My favorite Celtic, and I was hoping to run into him on Saturday.
We could invite him in here, you know.
I know
on Shabbat.
On Shabbat.
On a Friday.
Yes, that would be great.
Before Shabbat dinner.
And maybe his friends can come.
Yes, well, that's what you would like.
I think Mike, you would want that.
I
would like
it. No problem with that.
All right.
I have no problem.
Gents, there were two teams in the National Football League draft this year that needed a quarterback and didn't get one. Two of them. Okay? Part of the reason why they didn't get one is because the Falcons chose to take one. Ugh. All right? Which, again, will be something we talk about for a long time. And we have talked about it, but that's not why I'm bringing it up. I'm just saying the reason why the Raiders and Giants left Detroit without a quarterback drafted in the first round, one of them would have taken Penix, but the Falcons jumped the line by taking him. They were obviously sitting there at 8. They didn't trade in to jump the line. They just jumped the line of teams that could have used them. And the Giants sitting there at 6 decided, we're not taking McCarthy or Penix or Bo Nix. It's too high for us right here. And we got a guy in Daniel Jones who we've got to play this year. We think he's going to be healthy in time to play this year. His contract gives us one more year to figure it out with him. You know, one of my rumors I heard at the combine that I came back here to say is they were done with him. And boy, did they try to get Drake May, as the superb offseason Hard Knocks showed. They tried, but got rebuffed because the Patriots were not going to leave the draft without drafting a quarterback third overall. I mean, that's just it. So the Giants passed up a chance to take three guys. Instead, took Malik Nabers for Daniel Jones year one and whoever else might be after this year if Jones doesn't perform in the window he has of an opportunity to stay the big blue quarterback. And then the Raiders just couldn't get in. Couldn't trade above Denver, couldn't trade above Minnesota, and couldn't trade above Atlanta. I don't even know if they try to get that high up. We don't know. They weren't part of the Hard Knocks. But here we are through two preseason games, and you got to sit here and wonder who's positioned better of these two teams. Certainly coming off of preseason weeks where fires were not lit. Well, the positive ones weren't. One in the New York City metropolitan area. Daniel Jones threw a pick six. That is exactly why I heard in Indianapolis at the combine that the Giants were done with him. Plays like the one that he just did. Plays like the one that a guy who's played as much time in the NFL shouldn't be making. Plays that guys who are smart enough to go to Duke are smart enough to know. Don't throw it. My gosh, two interceptions. Houston Texans just beat the crap out of the Giants. And again, I know it's preseason, fine. But this is exactly the sort of final score against a team like the Texans that have got division hopes, conference hopes, Super Bowl hopes written all over them. And the Giants have got a ton of teams like that on their schedule. Two of them in division, I might add. The final score and the results look exactly like what Giants fans are worried about, nervous about. Jones makes mistakes. The playmakers are not up to snuff when Saquon isn't there anymore. Didn't help. Preseason, you bet. And as Brian Daboll said afterwards, that's what these games are for, to evaluate. Hit it.
Well, I thought there was two plays that I'd like to have back, that we'd like to have back, but I thought he played fast. I mean, it's different when you're out there in practice. This was good for him to get out there and get some live reps with a rush and the ability to get hit. He had that scramble. But I'd say he operated well in the pocket. Obviously, the backup play, we've talked about that one. We'd all like to have that one back. The interception, you know, it's a one-on-one throw. Down the sideline to Hyatt. So got to do a good job of saving some space and going up there and giving him opportunity. Then if the ball's up there, we got to go up there and get it. So I thought he made a lot of good decisions as the game went on, made some nice throws, and guys created some separation and a couple drops. But, first time out there after a long layoff, live ball. So it was good for him.
Okay. He said after the game, this is what these games are for, evaluating. Yeah. He evaluated, looked at the tape. He saw some things that he liked. And he's going to give him, I think everybody should, the benefit of the doubt that the guy didn't play much last year because he got hurt. Now he's against the Houston Texans in Houston. Going to play fast. And there was one soiled bed and another throw that, as he said, Hyatt's got to go get it. Also, fresh reminder, that kid from Tennessee's on the team, too. Him and Neighbors. Some young, good receivers are there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a good running game out of him? Yeah, former Texan.
Yeah, what does Singletary have?
And Devin Singletary. Let's see. But if Daniel Jones is going to still regress, that goes without saying. We will see. Because at least for the Giants, we're not going to see other guys, I don't believe, that they could have had perform this year to put even more pressure on that they made a mistake.
Yeah, that's a oddly unfortunate good break for them.
Well, unfortunate for J.J. McCarthy that he's out for the season.
And Michael Penix and probably won't play much.
Probably, yeah. Well, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. And by the way, the reason why Penix isn't playing in the preseason right now, he didn't play this week, and he's not going to play next week, to me, isn't an indictment of Penix. What it is to me is they've seen enough out of him. They're not going to get him hurt. I understand that he could use some reps, but he's going to be the backup quarterback, and they're probably putting him out there, sitting him on the bench, so they could throw Taylor Heineke out there. Who wants him? Who wants to flip us a 5 or a 6 or a 4? Could we even get a 3 if somebody's desperate enough? Could the Vikings look at their depth chart and say
exactly
that step after Darnold to Hall is a little bit too steep for us? Maybe we get Taylor Heineke. We had a nightmare last year on our depth chart. Let's lengthen it. I don't know. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, the Falcons are screwing up the Penix thing. I'm saying I think they probably are.
It's a Heineke thing.
It's a Heineke. It's a who wants him.
Yeah.
And if they don't trade him, then they're the ones got depth, because how many times last year did you see somebody with a third-string quarterback? That said, the Raiders. You want to be a little positive? That kid Trey Turner, right? He's showing some things. Mm-hmm. Devontae Adams isn't out there yet. Brock Bowers, hopefully he'll be healthy, right? Time for week 1 against the Chargers. You know, what?
It's going to be. They got 2 good tight ends.
Listen, yeah, Mayer as well. Listen, folks, the autumn wind is Gardner Minshew's, and we've been saying this for months. You don't give the contract that the Raiders gave to Gardner Minshew. And I know it's not $40 million a year, $50 million a year, but you don't pay your backup quarterback that unless you've got a Brock Purdy type guy that just takes the control and is 100% head and shoulders above the veteran backup who you're paying. And you got to play the kid. And Aiden O'Connell, I don't think played like that in the first couple preseason games. As a matter of fact, neither guy lit any fires against the Cowboys. As you point out, TJ, that's not a defense you want to go against if you're looking to make some preseason hay and get a head of steam going.
No,
okay.
Sir.
So, yeah, I mean, there was some good, there was some bad from O'Connell, the same thing with Minshew, but after the game, I mean, when everybody asked Antonio Pierce, do you know who the quarterback's going to be? He gave a very honest answer without naming names.
I mean, you can't take one, you can't take the good and not take the bad, right? So wish it ended well for both gentlemen, right? And it just didn't, and we'll look at it, we'll evaluate. They both had opportunities. Aiden had 20 attempts, and Minshew had 21. So about as balanced and as we can get it, and we'll look at it. Obviously, you saw what our plan was tonight, throw the ball around, let these guys showcase what they can do, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. He said he wished the preseason could have ended better for both. Mm-hmm. But then a day later said it's Minshew. Makes sense. Guy's got more experience. Go with him. And if it doesn't work, you know, again, the contract isn't so rich that they can't just say, screw it, we're going with Aiden O'Connell. The guy actually performed well at the end of last year. But you just got to sit here and wonder. They could have been in a position with a rookie quarterback trying to grow with him. Instead, they got Minshew, and hopefully maybe he can be like a story of the year. Wouldn't that be amazing? If he's like the 21st century Stabler, you know? I mean,
yeah, maybe. We talked about this last week, Rich, with Kirk Morrison. You know who's a quarterback out there, a veteran guy, unsigned, is Ryan Tannehill. And where is he going to land if one of these teams has an injury, needs some depth? That's a guy who could have a Flacco-like turn to the season where Joe kind of saved the Browns and got them into the playoffs.
Can I say something totally wild?
Sure.
Why not Pittsburgh?
I don't think that's crazy at this
point. Best years of Tannehill's career. Arthur Smith was the OC.
Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are not lighting anything on fire right now.
And that'll be something we talk about in a few minutes with Jerry Dulac. I'll throw his name out there.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Wouldn't that be wild? But why? I mean,
it would be wild. But he's out there right now. Not on a team. We don't know if he still wants to play. I haven't really heard much from him, but I got to imagine he's in shape and ready, waiting for the call.
It would be awful tough to just, that's why, at least the reason why I mentioned Pittsburgh is because the OC, he's familiar with what they'd be running, one would think.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I just loop sort of these two teams together because they were the ones out of the mosh pit of Chicago. One would assume they didn't need a quarterback. They just decided they were going to take one. And because he's so damn special, Washington, New England, Minnesota, the Giants, the Raiders, and the Broncos. They all came out with quarterbacks except for the Giants and the Raiders. And part of the reason why is the Atlanta shocked everybody. Would Penix have been sitting there 13th overall? How much of a different conversation would we be having about the Raiders season right now if Penix was the one going through the preseason?
I think there'd be a lot of hype on them.
I think there would be.
Davante Adams would probably be a little happier.
Potentially. Well, who knows? Gardner can have like a moment, which would be fun.
Be fun.
For the Raiders and Raider fans. But you got to be sitting here wondering how the Chiefs are feeling going into the season with Mahomes behind the back shovel passing to Travis Kelce, right? And the Broncos are starting their rookie, Bo Nix, who look good.
Yep.
Against,
he looked good.
But against the Packers, too. The Packers played nobody.
Sure, but he looked good.
He looked good. Efficient. Yeah, which is, by the way, the opposite would have been like, oh, God. He didn't look good against the Packers, too. So you got to give it up that he did his best and performed very well against the Packers, too. So the Broncos are starting a rookie, and it's entirely possible the other two teams in the division start with each other, and it's going to be Gardner Minshew versus Easton Stick. How are the Chiefs feeling?
Pretty good.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, please stay on hold and enjoy the next conversation we have with Jerry Dulac of this program, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's going to let us know what he knows about the starting quarterback situation in Pittsburgh. Steelers Radio Network's Jerry Dulac next. Your phone calls after that. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. And let me tell you about Greenlight, folks. My wife and I use it for our oldest kid. Time is moving fast. Used to be, you didn't have to worry about what your kids were doing with money. But Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and money habits while kids also learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Anytime my oldest son uses his Greenlight card, I get an alert how much he's spending, where he's spending it, and he also knows the limit that he has, so he learns how to save, invest, and spend wisely. I use it, my wife uses it, my kids use it, you should too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich. Back here on the program. Okay. Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers fans were hoping that there would be some consensus going into the final preseason game of not only who the quarterback was going to be, but a lot of, again, to use the phrase from other parts of our world right now, unity. There'd be a unity candidate.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Right? There wouldn't be some other delegates in the fan base wanting more of an open competition. You see what I'm, picking up?
Keep going. You got one more?
No.
All right.
We don't have it. Mike Tomlin asked about Russ. Was this about Russ? This is what he had to say after the preseason game from this past weekend.
It's somewhat of an incomplete study because you just don't get a chance to see him operate or us operate or us establish rhythm and personality when you're not winning possession downs. And we weren't. You know, the first three or so series of the game, it was, you know, three and out, and that's you're not going to get an opportunity to establish rhythm or play the way that you would like as an individual or a collective.
There you go. An incomplete study with Russ. And he got one more preseason game to go. And then it's the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, you just added Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons to a defense that already had some studs on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Not what you were hoping for.
Not great.
Then again, last year, Kenny Pickett had a scoring drive on every single possession.
Kenny Pickett was amazing in the preseason.
I know. Then what happened?
Vibes were so high.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
Not so much.
He's on the Eagles now.
Yeah, where he's not a hostage.
Right.
Got
it. Starter.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. An incomplete study is what Mike Tomlin has called Russell Wilson's contributions in preseason. So you all know, hurt. Then he got out there and didn't look great this preseason week. And then Justin Fields got out there, played, and that's basically it. It's sort of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. He did have some plays, but that caused us to say, let's get our friend Jerry Dulac back on the program and ask him what he knows. Steelers Radio Network host. Hello, Jerry. Good to see you, sir.
Rich, how are you, my friend? Always good to be with you.
What's the mood? What's the mood right now in Steelers Nation, Jerry Dulac? What's the mood?
Well, I don't want to say I don't have my finger on the pulse of the Steeler community, but when I do, Rich, yes, I always tell everybody, relax. It's the preseason, and you just referenced a classic example. Why? What happened last year? First team offense, 5 for 5 last year, 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns. They went up and down the field. Kenny Pickett looked like Patrick Mahomes, and they looked unstoppable, smooth and easy and explosive. And then they get to the regular season and they fizzled like, you know, a bad firecracker. And, you know, 17.9 points they averaged. And that's after Mason Rudolph rescued the season with 81 points in the last three games. And so, you know, that comment by Mike Tomlin, too, the other thing, what that was prefaced with is the fact that the offensive line gave him no time. And that he talked about that to the team, to the players afterward, that the offensive line, and if you saw the game, he didn't have any time to throw. He'd go back there and he's being rushed. And, you know, I think not only was he under duress, Rich, I think he was under wraps too a little bit in Arthur Smith's offense. Look, they don't want to show anything. So when he's talking about it being, you know, an incomplete body of work, yeah, it was, because they just weren't able to do anything. And the biggest reason why is when he dropped back to pass, boom, here they come after him. So it doesn't change anything. The problem, yes, to a degree, 8 possessions by the first team offense in the preseason, no points. Russell Wilson, 0 for 5, Saturday night, no points. And in 8 possessions, as Justin Fields has 3 points during the preseason. So it's not exactly an exclamatory body of work by either of them.
So then let's get to the health of Russell Wilson. He was finally out there, at least. That's a positive, clearly. And so do you think he, if healthy, still has the pole position? Regardless, Jerry?
I don't think there's any question, Rich. I mean, this position isn't up for debate. And even though some people want to think that it is, but, you know, I mean, he was asked about his health the other day and he said, you know, he's feeling much better. Well, I mean, I've been told all along that he's felt much better for a couple weeks now. You know, he strained that calf muscle and it wasn't, you know, and I tell everybody it wasn't a Joe Burrow injury, but they didn't want it to become a Joe Burrow injury. And that's why at age 35, they were just being really cautious with him. But when you've watched him in training camp, when you see him do individual drills and everything, I mean, he moves fine. I don't think they want him running around. And when Justin Fields runs around, a lot of it is what we saw in Chicago. He drops back, and if it isn't one read, and if it isn't a go route to the X receiver down the sideline, it's kind of go back, look, and okay, take off. And that's what he did in Chicago, and we saw that the other night. I think 7 rushes, 42 yards, or whatever the total was. And that's what he does best, but it's not the way they want to play. And I just don't, Justin Fields has given them cause to think, okay, let's put some packages in the game for them. And they would, to me, would be dumb not to. But I don't think that, come Atlanta on September 8th, Russell Wilson's going to be your quarterback unless something unforeseen happens, such as an injury.
Well, you already referenced, Jerry Dulac, the offensive line woes that helped give an incomplete grade for Mike Tomlin to evaluate the quarterback situation. The first preseason game in which Russ didn't play, there were fumbled snaps that marred an evaluation of Justin Fields for that one. Now we need hear Nate Herbig is going for a second opinion on what appears to be a torn rotator cuff. So that would put the rookie from West Virginia under center? I mean, as the center for Russell Wilson in week one? Is that what's happening right now, Jerry?
That's exactly what's happening, Rich. I mean, the best case for Nate Herbig is, is he's not lost for the season, but he's going to be out for an extended period regardless, based on what I'm told. So if he's going for a second opinion, I don't know how that's going to change anything. I can't speak to that. But, that when you have a torn rotator, what would be the best case scenario after much rest? So, it's not only a rookie center, too. Rich, Troy Fautanu, their number one pick, he was going to be their starting right tackle against Buffalo, and he was going to stay there. Their plan is he is already their starting right tackle. I've been told by the coaches they believe he's their second best offensive lineman already, which is a bit of a heady statement, and I assume that means behind Isaac Seumalo. So now you have a rookie at right tackle, and you have a rookie at center, and in all likelihood, you're going to have a second-year tackle on the left side. Part of the problem is in the first game, Troy Fautanu gave up 2 sacks, and the other night against Buffalo, Broderick Jones got just manhandled by Greg Rousseau on 3 separate plays, 2 which resulted in sacks. So it's funny that their 2 number one pick tackles are the ones who have been exposed in protection when they've been in there. But I mean, so yeah, they're looking at a couple rookies in Atlanta if Tanu's back, which they expect him to be. And that's going to, there's going to be a little bit of a transition there. They like all those players. Obviously, they like them big time. But you're still dealing with rookies and newcomers in the lineup.
Yeah, Zach Frazier's the rookie from West Virginia, second rounder. Right. And Fautanu is at least the one that they were expecting to use. And now Jaylen Warren is hurt significantly for a few weeks. This is a multiple-week injury for him.
Well, hamstring, Rich. And, when I say it's a typical hamstring injury, it's not a bad one, but it's a hamstring injury, and that's usually a couple weeks, and so he won't play this week, and then there's 2 weeks after that. So in all likelihood, he should be ready for Atlanta.
Okay.
And if he isn't, certainly week 2 in Denver. But it's not I've been told it's not a serious hamstring injury.
So the line – like if you sodium pentothal the coaching staff right now, Jerry, the line is more concerning to them than the quarterback room right now?
Probably because of injuries. Losing Nate Herbig, with all due respect to Nate, it doesn't hurt their starting unit. What it does is it hurts their depth because this was a guy who's their first guard off the bench. And of course then would be the first center off the bench. Broderick Jones on the first day of contact at camp on the very first play somehow hurt his elbow. And he's never missed I don't think he's ever missed a practice since, but he's playing with the big brace on his right arm, protecting that elbow. And I don't know how much that is harming him in protection. obviously it's not harming him enough that he can't play. I think, you know, when they see that, look, it's not, you know, it's not cause for alarm, but there's no question you can't ignore it. It has to be a little cause for some amount of concern because they're young players. Roderick Jones, though, started 8 games at right tackle last year. They saw what this guy can do. And all along, they've even publicly said they want him at left tackle. So with Fautanu at right tackle, now all of a sudden it's Broderick Jones and Dan Moore, who's been the left tackle since day one of his rookie season. They are going to, quote, battle it out on the left side. But, Rich, after Broderick Jones, their number one pick, 14th overall, started 11 games last year, there's no way they're putting him back on a bench.
Jerry Dulac here on the Rich Eisen Show. Wait and see with Brandon Ayuk right now? Just hanging out, seeing if he and the Niners fall apart? Is that the way things are right now?
Yeah, that's kind of where it was. I mean, they've been waiting all along. They felt the ball was in the 49ers court. And then, of course, they thought, okay, they're probably going to try to re-sign him, which appears to be the case. You know, Rich, I can't remember our last conversation, but the Steelers – I was told we're not going to offer any players in a trade. Now, don't ask me why, but they weren't. And they weren't. They're not about to budge. They were going to offer draft picks, a number two, and then something else. So they're just kind of waiting to see what the 49ers decide to do with him. Obviously, Rich, they would like to have him. I don't want to say they need to have him. When you have George Pickens, you don't need to have him. But there's no question they'd like to have him, and we'll kind of see how it plays out.
What's the sense of a second-year leap for Pickens, Jerry?
Well, so far what we've seen, it's this guy catches everything that they throw to him. Doesn't matter if it's on the sideline, on a slant, down the field. I mean, he just, you know, every day in training camp, he's making a catch that just wows the people in attendance who see, you know, the fans who see it all the time. And, you know, he, in terms of big plays, there can't be too many receivers in the league capable of making more big plays than this guy. I think they just expect bigger things from him. And again, based on what we've seen, there's no reason to think that we won't.
Yeah, I mean, the line that Tomlin used preseason with him, and then when I got a chance to chat with him prior to that game against the Colts on NFL Network, he used the phrase again. He tells Pickens to do the routine things routinely because he does the eye-popping stuff routinely. And it's the routine stuff routinely. Has he nailed that down, do you think, Jerry, the routine stuff?
You know, Rich, I always say he makes the routine play look spectacular and the spectacular play look easy. everything, you know, his route running, you know, the quick slants, things over the middle.
Right.
And they want to take advantage of that because they want to take advantage of his ability to run. That appears to be better. Again, we'll see what happens in games. But, they're like I said, there is no reason to suspect that there's going to be nothing but bigger things from George Pickens.
And again, your sense, just to circle back one last time on the Ayuk trade, your sense is that the Steelers are not throwing another current human being on their roster in this trade to San Francisco if somehow the Ayuk 49er conversations fall apart completely and they just say, screw it, we're sending you to Pittsburgh, that's it. That there is not going to be another player on the roster of the Steelers going back to San Francisco in the same way that the reporting was Amari Cooper would be somebody, or the Niners needed to have a receiver back to supplement the loss of Ayuk for this year.
The Steelers' understanding all along, Rich, was that the 49ers wanted a receiver and they were going to try and go get one maybe somewhere else, and then it was going to kind of be a three-team deal. They also thought their division rival, the Browns, might get him because they could give them Amari Cooper and Jimmy Haslam, who's been known to make insane, ridiculous deals, just might do that, for Ayuk and the 49ers. But right now, the Steelers aren't prepared to throw another deck chair on the Queen Mary, Rich. I mean, they're standing pat. I'm not going to sit here and be Omar Khan. But they've been very adamant to me that there is not going to be a player involved. And again, why? I don't know. But that's their stance. They're just going to stick with draft picks one.
All right, and for the last one, one last throw at the dartboard here with you, Jerry Dulac. Ryan Tannehill's at the crib, on the couch, sitting at home. We all know his great years in Tennessee. Had Arthur Smith dialing up the plays just as he does now in Pittsburgh. Any there? Any conversation there to supplement the quarterback room with Russ a little dinged and, you know, the first 2 weeks of this preseason? I know it's preseason. No fires have been lit. What do you think?
Well, you know, in this political season, that sounds like a nice conspiracy theory, Rich, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, they kind of like Kyle Allen. You know, he's played well when he's been in there. You know, he's his fifth team in 6 years or whatever, but right. He's a veteran. He does all the right things. And for a number three, he's a perfect fit. No, they're satisfied with the two quarterbacks they have. They're not making any, no wheels and deals going on there with another quarterback. Yeah, Ryan Tannehill at his best 2 years. His career was resurged under Arthur Smith in Tennessee. But if that was going to happen, I think that would have happened a while ago. And right now, no, that's not going to happen.
All right, and then what's your over-under on which week Big Ben comments on the quarterback situation on his podcast, Jerry? What's the over-under on this situation here? What do you think?
Well, Rich, I was just texting with him the other day, actually, about golf, and I didn't want to kind of pump him and get his sense yet, but I don't know. I give it a couple weeks.
Okay. Because I'm sure he's got 2 cents on it, and I already seen
you
some.
Think?
Jerry, I'm already seeing stuff on my Twitter feed or whatever it's called from Steeler fans, you know, posting like screen grabs of his 500-yard performance, saying, "I miss these days." You know what I mean? Like there's already we're there. We're kind of in reaching that part of the post Big Ben era. And again, I know it's just preseason, but that's part of the reason why I want to have you on here. To talk about it.
You know, Rich, right before I came on the show, I was scrolling Twitter or X, and you know, there was the final drive in Tampa Bay, you know, against the Cardinals with the touchdown throw to Santonio Holmes and that entire drive. And you see the throws, including that special one, and you go, wow, it's really something. It really is.
I know.
We forget about it.
We sure do, no doubt. Jerry, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate you taking my call and look for some more before the season.
Rich, Anytime, my friend. Good to chat with you.
Right back at you at Jerry Dulac, JerryDulac on that JerryDulac on Twitter. I shouldn't spell live on the Rich Eisen show right here on the program. The great Jerry Dulac. All right, everybody, remain calm. Go back to your homes. There's nothing
Relax.
To see here, according to Jerry.
Okay.
Remain calm.
It's the preseason. You should look good against backups.
The problem is the line. That's why. But they're all. Everybody just relax. Arthur's not showing his hand. The line's a little banged up. 2 weeks plus till they have to show up in Atlanta anyway. What a great week one game that is. Holy smokes.
Great week one. Two teams with a lot of questions, but optimism.
Put up the Steelers schedule. Put it up. Then we'll take a break and we'll take some phone calls here. I knew you'd like my last question right there. When is Big Ben going to chime in?
Well, I didn't see it coming.
Let's play that game.
I didn't see it coming, and I like it.
At Atlanta, at Denver, that's going to be tough.
Big Ben wants to continually remind everyone how good he was.
By the way, great, not good. Great. He was great.
Not at the end.
Dude, please. How many are great at the end? Only your TB12 can talk that way.
Well, I get to stand up there and talk my talk then.
He was great. And then, you know, Dak sent him home forever.
Look at you chiming in. Look at you guys chiming in.
Dak.
When does he chime in? Maybe there it is. Speaking of Dak, how about that? How about that? Week five. That's the over-under. Week five. Do we hear from Big Ben and the quarterback situation before week five?
For sure.
You're taking the under?
Oh, yeah.
Weeks one through four?
When Bo Nix beats them in week two, we're going to hear from him.
This guy.
I don't know, man.
Steelers are not going to be good people.
Broncos coach.
Dude, you on Overreaction Monday in New York, you're saying Russ is going to be a top 10 quarterback this year.
Literally 2 days ago. I needed a topic. That was 2 days ago.
Did we forget?
Black and gold.
Here we go.
Cut it off, Mike.
I don't even need to hear it.
Are we forgetting about the defense, about Patrick Queen, about TJ Watt, Cam Hayward?
By the way, there's no doubt about that. The defense, no doubt.
No doubt. Phone, man. I may need you.
So they're going to lose every game 13-3?
I don't know.
Win every game 13-3.
By the way, hopefully Jalen Warren's healthy. Najee and Jalen Warren's not a bad one-two punch if you can block.
If you've got only got one of them, you can't block, and the quarterback looks like that.
What if Justin Fields in his package rips one off?
Okay.
Look at that, man. So week five.
I'm not hoping.
Home for Dallas. That's a Sunday nighter. That's their first nationally televised game this year.
Pittsburgh might be 0-5.
Oh, my God. Look at you. This guy over there.
Ooh, black and gold.
I mean, it makes me look like the bad guy, but I'm also realistic.
It doesn't make you look like the bad guy. It makes you look unrealistic to think that Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing season.
Is he playing? Is Mike Tomlin playing in the
game? Did Bill Belichick ever play in the game? Did Tom Landry ever play in the game? Well, they did. Tom Landry actually did play. Yeah. He was really good. And
not his coach, though. Yeah, he didn't play in the game.
They could be 0-5.
That's crazy talk. Yeah. No, but that said, Big Ben will chime in right after week five. Unless they look great. Then he's on board.
I'd be shocked.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. You've been patiently waiting. That patient wait ends next. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. I've got my residuals, and if you don't mind, I'd like to crow about my career. Please. Through my residual checks to you sitting right here. I've got four envelopes. Which one through four you choose? Which one do you think?
Well, let's pick number two first.
Number two first. Yeah. Here we go. Billy Bob Thornton. What's the oldest residual checks that you have?
Probably from like Knott's Landing and Matlock, stuff like
Come
that.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I get them for like 13 cents all the time. Yeah, from Matlock
and Knott's Landing.
It's like one scene or something in the early 80s.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this one is from, let's see, right here. This one is from CSI Miami Caged.
Nice.
I can't believe, this is insane, Billy. This is nuts,
Chris. Is this a real one?
This is a real one. From Syndication. $153.
Whoa! Wow, nice job.
This is a record, Billy.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I got to open these up more in front of you.
I'm telling you. You can actually afford to send this one in to be cashed.
Sir, usually there must be a decimal point off. It's usually $1.53.
Wow.
Oh, I know, right?
What's Caruso making if I'm making
$153?
Exactly. Here we go. Billy Bob Thornton, you're my good luck charm, man.
I got a bad feeling about this one.
This is for CSI Miami Deep Freeze.
Oh, Deep Freeze.
Okay, the other episode, Caged, was for $153. Deep Freeze, appropriately named, $3.09, everybody.
You go. And how ironic that your name is Rich.
Yes. Knott's Landing, huh? That's the oldest one you got?
Yeah, I was like a friendly rancher or something on there. I had my scene with Ted Shackelford.
That's right. You were officially called a timberman.
The Timberman?
Yeah, you were a Timberman.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
On Matlock, you were a pawn shop clerk.
Yeah, pawn shop clerk. I remember that one. Yeah.
The residual Rich later. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. The Game Time app. Get it on a mobile device near you right away and start buying tickets to anything in your area, especially baseball tickets, and especially with football coming around the corner. If you want to watch football live, make sure you use Game Time, because guess what? You get to see the views from your seat before you buy. There is a great deal because you can use this feature called Customize Your Spot, and you can actually make sure you have a lowest price guarantee when you use event cancellation protection when you use Game Time. The all-in pricing is my favorite part of the feature. It shows you your entire total upfront, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork straight out of buying any tickets, concert tickets, football tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code Rich, you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Matthew Judon just had his first press conference in Atlanta. As you know, he wanted a contract extension with New England. New England, which has a gajillion dollars of cap space, look it up. That's the exact amount.
Checking.
Didn't give it to him.
With a G?
And instead, you know, convinced him to keep practicing. He did.
Yeah.
Then they sent him to Atlanta. Apparently, he had a choice between Atlanta and Chicago. He chose Atlanta over Chicago.
Interesting.
It is indeed.
Interesting.
So the question was, You're going to get a contract extension in Atlanta, because they acquired him without getting a contract extension or giving him one. His answer, quote, "The Atlanta Falcons don't know me as a football player. They know my history, so I can't demand something I haven't worked for." If only Hassan Reddick had that same opinion, right? Then he'd be out there at practice for the New York Jets right now.
Patriots second in cap space, according to overthecap.com, $50.9
million. And at age 32, and apparently not much hope to make a playoffs this year, they look around, they're like, let's get a three for him. Next year's draft.
Good move, I guess.
And the Falcons are very happy for it, especially since they got a guy saying, I'm not going to ask for a contract extension of you. And Hassan Reddick decides to tell the Jets, I want to trade. Two different ways of looking at it. Speaking of Hassan Reddick, look who's back on the Rich Eisen Show. The viral star of our phone lines.
Hmm.
The one and only Connor from Long Island back here on the program. Connor, are you signing autographs in your hometown now or what? What do you got?
Thank you, guys. You know, I can't thank you guys enough for the support. It really meant a lot, and I'm happy to be back on.
I'm happy to have you back. What's on your mind, sir?
Appreciate it. So, yeah, obviously, to speak about Reddick there, the Jets' defensive line is stacked right now. They have, a ton of players currently competing for a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the defense in general. But I'm going to go to the 2022 NFL draft, the Jets draft. Sauce Gardner, Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, all four of which are going to have to get paid sometime soon. It's going to be interesting with Breece, especially, though, given that since he was a second-round pick, he doesn't have a fifth-year option. But I was going to ask you, between those four guys, you have Sauce Gardner, who's a two-time All-Pro, two seasons in the league. He's going to demand a very pressing extension. You have Garrett Wilson, only player in Jets history to surpass 1,000 yards two seasons in a row. Not to mention he also played with six quarterbacks for those first two seasons. Jermaine Johnson, Pro Bowl selection last year, and Breece Hall surpassed 1,500 yards from scrimmage last season. He's already emerging as a top running back in the league. If you had to pick two of those guys to pay, who would you pick?
Connor in Long Island. Here's my answer for you. Connor, you clearly have a long life ahead of you. Right, Connor? Let's knock on wood here, okay? You got a lot of roadway. You got a lot of Southern State Parkway. I don't know where in Long Island you live, right? You got a lot in front of you. Let's not worry about that right now, Connor. Connor.
Mm-hmm.
You got the San Francisco 49ers for your Jets coming up in 2+ Mondays. At this point in time, let every last New York Jet you just made make Joe Douglas's salary cap conundrum the biggest first-class problem in the history of the New York Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, at this point in time, let's hope that speed bridge put together Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon makes, let's make sure that holds, you know, that holds together. Like, you and your dad holding each other, you know, tight as the Jets make your lives on edge as much as they've made my life on edge for all those years. Connor, let's not worry about what you just worried about right now. You know what I'm saying? You picking up what I'm putting down here?
Yeah, I understand that, and that's the good thing about it. It's a good problem to have. Yeah. You're arguing over who you're going to pay out of these four, you know, really emerging as superstars in the league. And people are saying just because Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old and you know he's aging and he's only going to spend a couple more years with the Jets. But the thing is, once Aaron Rodgers goes, yes, the Jets are going to need a new quarterback, but no, this team is expected to win for a long time.
I know. And listen, Rodgers, Brady played till he was 45. Ask T.J. Jefferson. And thanks for the call, Connor. I appreciate it. Call back. Don't lose our number. I assume we'll hear from him less as school gets back in Long Island, California, Long Island, New York. California is already some schools already back.
No, they went back last week.
Yeah, last week.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
You're living with the first class problems right now for the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure am.
Got to pay CD, got to pay Dak, got to pay Micah.
They're all going to get paid.
At some point, yes.
Yeah.
And so at this point in time for the Cowboys, you got to deal with that issue. So let Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Jermaine Johnson, right, and Sauce Gardner create massive salary cap questions for the Jets 2 years from now. They got the 49ers. What a game that's going to be. Oh, boy. Cannot wait for the season. As you say, right? Like, we're now at the point in time. Like, let's snap our fingers. Let's go.
Let's go, man. I don't know, though, man. This is on Reddit thing. I haven't chimed in too much. But when you look at a guy who, as I wrote this down, 50 and a half sacks over the last four seasons, that's...
good production.
That's a pass rusher. They're at a premium.
You know who's really good? Matthew Judon. And Matthew Judon told the Falcons, hey, you know, I'll play for $6.5 million. You know my past. I haven't done anything for you. So two different guys, two different approaches.
No. He also barely played last year and is older.
Well, Hassan Reddick is terrific. There's no question about it. Is he underpaid? Absolutely. But the Jets acquired him from the team that wasn't going to pay him. I guess he assumed that means I'll get my money from you.
Well, isn't that how it normally works?
No.
99% of the time in the NFL?
I guess, but the Jets should have traded for Judon, but they would have had to have been a very warm place freezing over for that to happen with the New England Patriots.
Look, I think you better Teddy KGB him and pay that man his money. Personally,
844-204 Rich, number to dial. I got my top five list of top five stories of this past preseason week. There have been a ton of them. Steve Sarkisian, you know what's going to get us to football season, National Football League season faster?
Weekend,
college football.
Let's go.
That's coming up around the corner. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, hour three.
Would it be wrong for me to inquire how much time Arch is going to get just so I can value my cards at over $1? My Arch Manning cards is going to buy me a boat eventually.
Question. One of our, according to Adam, our call screener, some people, you know, will just say something and hang up and not tell it to me, just tell him to say, tell Rich. He believes that the card case was $1 plus tax.
That's what I said to you, and you
card.
Said no.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Remember, that's my first question to you.
If that's the case, then...
You should feel better.
I was Bobby told me that... The card was. So if he didn't know, I'm going to tell Bobby, do me a favor and scratch that dollar tag off, please, if you're showing that to other people.
I'm just saying it could have been any case that he had there to, you know, protect the valuable Rich Eisen signed cards.
Connor's popularity, an autographed Connor card is more than $1?
Of a fan of the game?
Yeah.
No question about it. I could say something pithy and fun. 3 million people aren't going to be reeling that thing up on Instagram as his call. I've heard from so many people.
Frankly, we do daily and nobody.
It's great.
But yeah, I love it. He's calling about like, we had a great draft 2 years ago. What are we going to do two years from now? And it's like, hey, brother.
Relax.
Brother.
Chill out, Connor.
Pump the brakes. Brother. I know you can't drive yet, Connor, but pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes.
Stay a kid for as long as you can.
I'm sure there's some people out there in Hempstead who are probably getting behind the wheel at age 13, though. Mike Del Tufo just gave me a knowing look. The New Jersey guy. I'm assuming Hempstead. I don't know if that's who he's from.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even like mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.